major title changes on night 2 of WrestleMania. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 12th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
WrestleMania is in the books, and Roman Reigns is still the Universal Champion. He survived a three-way in the main event of Night 2 last night. The final moments saw Edge knock out Daniel Bryan with a concerto, but when he went to do the same to Reigns, Jey Uso interfered. Moments later, Reigns hit a spear on Edge, Reigns hit his own concerto on Edge, and then Reigns pinned both Edge and Bryan at the same time to win the match. Rhea Ripley pinned Asuka with the Riptide to win the Raw Women's Championship. Apollo Crews won the Nigerian Drum Fight and the Intercontinental Championship. Big E had Apollo beaten with the Big Ending, but Dava Kato interfered and took down Big E to hand Apollo the win. Sheamus is now the United States Champion. The finish here came when Riddle went for a springboard moonsault from the second rope, but Sheamus was ready and hit him with a brogue kick to the face while Riddle was upside down and in midair. Kevin Owens beat Sami Zayn, and after the match, Owens delivered a stunner to YouTuber Logan Paul. The WWE Women's Tag Team titles are still in the possession of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. They defeated Tamina and Natalya last night. Shayna choked out Natalya with the Kirifuda Clutch. There was no sign of Reginald, who has been in the corner of Jax and Baszler over recent weeks. And that brings us to Randy Orton versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, the match that opened the show. The Fiend's entrance began with a pre-recorded video in which The Fiend's recently revealed charred look transformed back to his original pre-fire look. Alexa Bliss entered in front of the fans first and found a giant jack-in-the-box at ringside. Bliss turned the giant crank a few times and The Fiend popped out. After some posing, the match was on under red lights. The Fiend appeared to be on the verge of victory when his attention was diverted to Bliss, who is now sitting on top of the big box with black goo running down her face. Orton caught The Fiend with an RKO, and that got the win. Bayley appeared on night 2. She interrupted Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil late in the show, only to be taken down by the Bella Twins. The weather spared WrestleMania on Sunday night. That was good news for the fans. WWE announced that 25,675 fans were in attendance on night 2, the exact same attendance as night 1. WWE says both nights were sellouts. Next year's WrestleMania has been announced for Sunday, April 3rd, 2022 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And last night it was announced that WrestleMania Backlash will be the next pay-per-view on Sunday, May 16th. Bad Bunny won over fans and peers in the WWE locker room on night 1 of Mania. Randy Orton says he now considers Bad Bunny one of them.
I was watching, and I know that he impressed a lot of, his fellow WWE superstars. He's officially a WWE superstar now, in my book.
That's Orton speaking on The Bump. The new episode of Steve Austin's Broken Skull Sessions with AEW's Chris Jericho as the guest debuted on Peacock and the WWE Network on Sunday. Jericho did get into his role in the launch of AEW. He told Austin he felt pressure to carry AEW during its earliest days. Jericho also got into his time in New Japan, as well as his lengthy tenure in WWE.
AEW
is promoting 4 main events for tonight's Dark Elevation. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page versus Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss. The Best Friends versus Ryan Nemeth and Cesar Bononi. Penta L0M versus Brandon Cutler. And Thunder Rosa versus Diamante.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The next broadcast from New Japan's Road to Wrestling Dontaku Tour is coming up on Tuesday morning. It's a free show on New Japan World, no sign-up required. Finally, if you've ever been curious about Tokyo Joshi Pro, this may be a good time to jump on board. It just launched a new all-English show called That's JPW. It's airing twice a week, starting this week, on the Wrestle Universe streaming service. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 12th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.